Cancer is on the rise in Africa, yet the ability to treat it is not keeping up. With sub-Saharan Africa's population fast approaching 1 billion people, there are only about 100 full-fledged cancer treatment centers. And many of them have old, broken, or inadequate equipment, as NPR's Ofebia Quistarkton has found in Senegal.
If you happen to be a cancer patient right now needing radiation in Senegal, good luck. The country's only radiotherapy machine, indeed for a long while, the only one in French-speaking West Africa, has broken down. This is Aristide Ledantec Teaching Hospital, one of the oldest and largest in the Senegalese capital. Dozens of mainly women are waiting to be seen at a cancer outpatients clinic. It's in this department that patients would normally receive radiotherapy treatment. But that hasn't been an option in Senegal since late last year. Dr. Mamadou Diop is in charge of the Cancer Institute at Dakar's Ledantec Hospital. This cancer surgeon, in consultation with his colleagues, made the decision to switch off the cobalt radiotherapy machine in December after it kept breaking down. He says it had simply become too dangerous for patients receiving treatment and technicians operating the machine. As a young intern in his final year of medical school in 1989, Diop saw what he called a revolutionary radiotherapy machine for Senegal being wheeled into the hospital. Today, it's just taking up space. Oncologist and radiotherapy specialist Dr. Mamadou Mustapha Dieng leads me to the treatment room.
This is the waiting room. Patient come here. This is the machine. You see it.
It's eerily empty and echoey. I'm looking at a cream-coloured, huge, very 20th century cobalt machine, but it's kaput. The Senegalese government has promised 4 new radiotherapy machines for the country, including a replacement for this hospital. Until then, patients must travel to Morocco for treatment at the government's expense, with help from the Senegalese Anti-Cancer League. 24-year-old Michel Djeri Doge twice had surgery for a tumour on his tongue last year and has just completed chemo. He's one of dozens of Senegalese booked for radiotherapy in Morocco. Doge winds a scarf around his head, covering prominent scars from surgery on the side of his face and under his chin. It's a shame I can't have my radiotherapy here in Senegal, says Doge. Dr. Diop says the problem in Senegal and elsewhere in Africa goes much deeper than one broken radiotherapy machine.
Puisque vous savez la prise en charge des maladies infectieuses.
Diop says the Senegalese government continues to spend more time and money on infectious diseases such as malaria, which affect many more people and are comparatively inexpensive to treat than cancer.
Ce n'est pas, faut pas dire que c'est cher.
I don't want to hear another word about high-cost cancer care, says an exasperated Dr. Diop. Diop says Senegal needs to fast-track training cancer specialists and associated personnel and set up efficient one-stop centers where patients have access to all the treatment they need. The priority right now for widow Madeleine Sen is her only child, Michel Djeri Doge, the tongue tumor cancer patient. We want him to receive radiotherapy in Morocco and return home safely to Senegal, she says. That's what we're praying for. Clutching her rosary as if for comfort, tears well up in Madame Sen's eyes. Ofebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.